You know, we love any excuse to watch great reality TV. So, with the weather heating up, while chartering a luxury yacht might be a little out of reach, we can still get our fix by binge watching all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck available on Hayu.
The first all-reality subscription service of its kind, Hayu gives you access to every episode and every season of a wide range of captivating reality TV franchises. Plus, you can watch brand new episodes available the same day they air in the U.S. without ads. It's pretty awesome.
And if you're looking for a new series to dive into, Below Deck is the perfect choice. Tune in for a fresh yachty drama on brand new episodes of Below Deck Mediterranean, airing now. And once you're hooked, revisit classic seasons of all the franchises, including Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Adventure, and Down Under, all available on Hayu.
You know that we've watched every single episode of Below Deck. We have not only watched them, we've talked about them endlessly. We obsess over them.
Below Deck is so good, and it is such an amazing source of petty drama. If you're not watching it, you're really missing out.
Slide into summer with Below Deck. New episodes airing now.
Watch all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck on Hayu. That's HAYU.com.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
She was a romance mystery writer.
They gloated on the fact that she writes stories like this.
There are murders in all of the books.
From Wondery, the makers of Ghost Story and Feta, this is a story about a murder that rocked my little community.
Binge all episodes of Happily Never After ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Get my muffin top in this seat here. You're gonna get some butt crack on this side. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Birmingham.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben.
Hello.
So good to see you. Thank you so much for coming. We have no idea where we are.
No.
How
no
we
idea.
Got here. I thought we were going to Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, and I apologize. I made a pledge to myself, and I failed it. I was going to work on my Brummy accent, and I didn't. So it's just going to be the usual quasi, all parts of England kind of accent that gets mashed together.
Well, you've listened to this before. You know our accents are shite anyway, so you're ready for that? I know that this is my kind of place because you guys don't have service here in restaurants. That is amazing. We walked into three restaurants and they were like, all right, order at the bar when you're ready or put it in your phone. I was like, fuck yes, this is my kind of place. And they're still like, and we're charging your ass a service fee too. It's like, yes, I'm moving here.
I have to say, it's been so fun. This is the last stop on our little European tour, the grand finale.
Yeah.
But it's been so fun going to these different countries and learning different things. You know, first of all, you guys are so much more polite than in the States. Like, the people in the States, when we landed in Heathrow.
Well, some of you.
I know, for right now. For right
some
now.
Of you are Let's dirty, dirty drunks. You know.
But we landed and, you know, we are in the airport and then they have like, in the States it's called like a moving platform. But here it's called a travelator.
The travelator.
And I love that. And I love the sign that said, please face in the direction of the travelator. Which is just a very British and polite way of saying, stop fucking talking and move. I like that a lot.
Your guys here are very confident. We all have straight guys on Bluetooth pieces in their ear. I think that's pretty universal. Yours are way more confident than ours. They're just like, all right, mate, here's what I'm doing about all this. Jesus, man, I'm trying to watch my Netflix.
I know. And then, like, I'm very excited because tomorrow I'm going to go off to Germany. And does anyone hear from Germany? The most exciting part of that, of course, is that I get to fly Lufthansa. And Lufthansa cracks me up. Like,
don't fuck around on that app.
They do not. We were doing it today, and you have to to check, and we have to enter in our passport details. And you do it for, like, 10 minutes, and at the end it goes, very good.
Very good. You did good.
And I...
And Germans don't fuck around. I used to work with a bunch of Germans in New York, and it was kind of a theatrical thing, and we had to run the plates out. I was a waiter, but we had to run the plates out in a line, right? And I would run out, and the one behind me would always go, Schneller Fatso! Fucking Germans. It's the app. It's like, oh, you got your ticket, Fatso? Good for you. Took long enough to find your passport number, stupid.
And then I got an exit row seat, and I literally got this thing that came up. It says, you sit on a seat in the emergency exit. It literally says, you sit on a seat at the emergency exit. I'm like very scared. I'm like, yes, yes, sir, yes.
And we've been so spoiled being here, you know, because, you know, in America, we know English, and that's it. And anything else, we're like, learn English, why don't you? We could be at a completely, like, Spanish restaurant with all Spanish people, and be like, hey, you better, I'm pressing one for English. Where's...
Yeah.
But here, everybody knows so many languages, you know, you guys are so smart. And so everybody knows English, and it spoiled us, because it's like, yeah, I'm going to Germany, and it's going to be great, because, you know, everybody knows English, I'm not nervous. And his friend was like, no, not in Germany. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
it's really the same.
I'm woefully unprepared for tomorrow. I'm just going to be like walking through strange doors, having people mad at me.
Yeah, I love it. Well, guess what? Today, the only people who are going to be mad at you are the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
Wow. What a trip. So how many of you guys actually went back and watched this old classic episode? That's a pretty good number.
We appreciate you doing that work, because we know there was a lot of high-profile TV this week between Vanderpump Rules and The Valley and Summer House. So we appreciate you guys doing the homework, okay? Are you guys watching those shows? You guys watching?
Yes!
What do you guys think? Okay, first of all, what do you guys think about the Vanderpump? Okay, what do you guys think about the Vanderpump Rules? Okay, are we pro Lala against Lala? Okay.
I don't even care what people say about me on the internet, because some people live in the comments section, and that is not me, bitch. I don't give a fuck about it.
What are you even talking about?
I'm creating life over here.
Yeah. Oh. Are you guys watching The Valley?
I want to get pregnant so bad between all of these shows that are just about dropping babies all of a sudden. Like, and I know that's because we're getting older, but guys, we're like way older. This is not the age to suddenly start dropping. No offense to anyone who's pregnant in here, because we're all probably the same age. But these people on these shows are like, I'm 49. Time to start having babies.
And of course, the most pressing question of our time here on Earth: are you Team Carl or Team Lindsay?
Well, that's a good mix. Carl has tall privilege.
Hey, we're gonna need you to speak a little bit more softness and tenderness, please. It's just like I'm like really overwhelmed right now.
It's like really overwhelming. I just like need really some softness and tenderness.
A little softness and tenderness, please.
I'm traumatized. I need $20,000 to talk about how traumatized I am. And then I'm going to sell some good old non-alk. I'm going to sell some non-alk.
We're so excited for that season finale. But today is...
I'm excited for that to end. I can't take your toxic energy in here. That's too much. I stay single so I don't have to deal with this bullshit, okay? My solution to everything on Bravo, masturbation, all right?
Also, and thank you everyone for taking a break from using Danielle's app, Dawn. I know you guys are, you're all very busy with that right now.
A lot of outfits put together by Dawn today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
It was interesting. I picked out this shirt and it suggested a traffic cone on my left foot. I was like, wow, I'm going to look so good. Okay, so here we are with the classic Real Housewives of Orange County, season 12, episode 16, A Case of the Vickies.
Ooh.
Previously on Real Housewives of Orange County.
I have to say, I am furious with Vicki Gumbelson. We will never be friends again, ever.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah?
You want to whip it up?
No, no, Vicky.
Shitty.
You lied about your boyfriend having cancer. Absolutely not.
Well, come on. I just wanted to cast you out. Let's whoop it up.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Whoop.
No.
Whoop.
No.
Get up. I have cake. I have cake.
Oh, I have missed you. I have missed you.
Hello. I am 100 housewife Peggy.
I am married to Deco.
Hey, it's Deco!
No ball in house, Coco. No ball in house.
Is that Lydia? What are you doing back on my show, bitch?
I'm back and I'm more Christian now.
I'm the Christian now on this show.
No, I'm Christianer.
Nah, I'm Christianer, bitch.
No, I'm so Christian I won't go to a drag club unless I'm dressed like a creepy Charlie Chaplin.
Isn't Charlie Chaplin a pedophile?
But not a gay pedophile.
Not a terrible point. Well, after renewing our vows, David and I are just so happy. We are happy. We are so happy. I don't understand why I'm gaining so much weight.
Do you like your birthday present, dear?
Oh, a Peloton. How sweet.
Use it.
Okay. Here I go.
All right. It's like, okay, no, it's like riding a horse, which I've never done before. Okay.
Strap my feet into these.
All right. Oh, Cody Rigsby. What a nice strapping young gentleman. Okay, I shall press play. Oh, my God, my back. Okay.
Ooh. It won't stop.
That's
David.
Oh, my God. How do I get out? How do I get out? Hi.
David.
Oh, God. Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by
David.
A valve. Oh, my God. Wait.
David.
Wait, it hasn't.
David.
Wait, the workout hasn't even begun? Are you kidding me?
Hi, everybody. I'm the same Megan I was last year. But I have a baby now. He's an O'Toole.
Shush. 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 Shush.
What a lovely evening here at the Quiet Woman.
That is something that Peggy did, by the way. That was a major plot point that Peggy actually closed.
Just grabs her lips and closes them like a chiclet.
Be quiet. You talk too much.
Megan was like, huh?
Well, anyway, what a lovely evening it is here at the Quiet Woman.
Hey, Shannon!
Oh, is that Kelly Dodd?
Shannon, you've got something on your shirt.
Oh,
no
do
slip.
I? Have? Oh, you know what? You know what? Fuck you, Kelly Dodd. Oh. Leave between these lines, you fucking asshole, bitch.
Oh, yeah? You know what? Keep eating! Keep eating, Shannon!
This isn't my plate, you fucking bitch!
And scene.
And scene. It's funny, when I think of the Peggy Sulahan season, I don't think like, oh my God, iconic season. But going through these moments, I'm like,
they're iconic.
Kind of an iconic season.
We hate so many of these things while they're happening. We're like, this show's canceled. This show is trash.
Fire
and then two
everyone.
Years later, we're like, that was the most amazing shit I've ever sat through.
It was so good.
By the way, I'm so sorry. I'm spilling out of my clothes. I've been eating so much here. I can't stop. It's all, and you guys are supposed to have less addictive food than we do, and that's some bullshit. You don't.
It's a disaster.
And also, one of my favorite shows here is Secret Eaters. Do you guys watch that? I love that show. They trick fuckers into going, they're like, I want to lose a bit of weight with me, Mom. We don't understand why we can't lose any weight. It's the craziest thing. We don't eat more than thin people, but somehow we're big. And the lady's like, you don't, do you? All right, well, let's write down what you eat through the week. She's like, let's meet at this bake shop. Let's meet at the bake shop in a week. So they put hidden cameras in all of their cars and their homes. And so they catch her asses going to McDonald's every day and like overloading their plates on Indian food and stuff. And then at the end, she's like, welcome to the bake shop. You've been tricked. And they lift the walls in the bake shop and there's just fat shamers there. And they're like, fatty. And then they show you everything that you've eaten. And they're like, how many calories did you write down? They're like, well, you know, I had a little bit of a candy bar, maybe one bite of the candy bars, maybe.
I guess I estimate about 27 cows.
It's like you had 97 cows covered in chocolate and 47 pigs covered.
It's horrifying. That's how I feel on this whole trip. Every day I wake up, I'm like, I hardly ate anything. It's like, roll the tape. I'm like... Sorry, that's not
here
nor there, really. Here lies
Shadowador, killed by secret eaters.
And so I love that this entire season is an after-school special of just Shannon getting fat. That's the whole season.
This was...
It was my favorite thing, and I didn't appreciate it when it happened. Yeah. But that never happens on Housewives, where someone's storyline is like, I've suddenly gotten fat, and I don't know how.
Yeah, well, you know what was actually funny? So we did the Ireland episode when we were in Dublin a few days ago, and that was the season before this. And remember when this season aired, it was like, this is not to be insensitive, but it was like, oh my goodness, what happened to Shannon, you know? It was surprising. And then, but when you go back and watch that season, you see all the signs, because she's literally there in the bar. She's, well, I think I'll just have a little bit of this, some corned beef here. Don't mind me. I think I'll have a little bit of this. And you're this, like, oh, it's there all along.
Yes, and we would never be like, oh my God, someone's fat. It's just as someone who's like constantly like a human harpsichord, what do you call that?
Accordion.
Accordion. I just, it's so nice to see myself on TV. I mean, it's a stick-upper-ass white lady in Orange County, but still, I'm like, oh my God, it's me. I'm like, how did this happen to me, David?
David? I'll just have a little bit of a nacho.
Okay, so here we are. So we are in Iceland now because we kind of ran out of European shows that were really fun. Let's face it. In London, we did Amsterdam, and then in Dublin, we did...
Dublin.
Dublin.
Yeah.
And then here we were like, what should they get? Iceland, why not? We'll make it work.
It's Europe. It's Europe. And yeah, bring Housewives to Birmingham. So we're in Iceland, and we're on part two, like the second episode of this vacation. And where the last episode had left off was Vicky had just climbed the glacier, which is a phrase I never thought I'd say. And she's now in her room having like a heat flash, and she's like,
Oh my God, I'm dying. I can't take it. I'm dying. I'm literally dying.
Vicky, who just had her her last season was about helping her boyfriend lie about having cancer because she wanted her friends to be nicer to her boyfriend and sent her a casserole in support. Flash forward to a season, and now her ass is faking it again, but this time in Iceland, you know?
So she is dying, and she's on her deathbed in Iceland, and she's there in the bed, and for some reason, Peggy and a bunch of medics are standing over. Peggy!
Peggy, who literally has done nothing. She had a Lamborghini party. She's like, I'm going to have a Lamborghini party, and I'm going to unveil my Lamborghini. It is black. It is white. It makes room.
That was, remember, that was Deco's business, is that he would customize sports cars.
Hey! By
half black, half white, like a cookie.
It's me, Deco. I got cars. You want cars? I got cars. How do you get to work? When you go to work, do you walk to work? No. Well, you take the bus? No. Do you take cars? I got cars! Come on, I'm Deco.
So Vicky's lying there. Her face is red. Her hair is going in all different directions. And Peggy is standing over her like she is Kyle Richards on ER playing a nurse, you know?
Peggy is that friend who's like proving what a good friend they are by being a bitch to everybody else in the room. It's so funny. She's like, doctor, she's sick. He's like, I know. I can see her there. She's like, no, but doctor, please, can't you do something? Do something for her. Oh, doctor, do some of your doctor things. Okay, doctor, can I please ask you to do something her? Do something doctory for her. Do it.
It was like,
Thank God you're here.
That's the plan. And meanwhile, in the hallway, because it's only Peggy, but everyone else is standing in the hallway, Tamara's like, she's having an anxiety attack, but like, why? I'm like, because she's Vicky Gumbelson. She just climbed a glacier. It makes no sense in her life.
Anxiety attacks are easy. I have them on airplanes. It's so hard.
You're stupid. Your anxiety is stupid in Iceland.
So back to Vicky. Vicky's like, oh my God. Can you hear me, Vicky?
I don't know. I can't hear you.
But you just answered me. No, I didn't. I can't hear you.
So Peggy's like, she has heart palpitations. She's not feeling good. She has fever. I think if you can check the fever, please. Check the fever. Check the fever. I'm like, okay, thank you, Peggy.
Could you do something? Okay. Do what you could do as a physician to make her feel better as a physician.
Oh, I'm glad. I thought he was just about to make some tea. Okay, thank you.
Vicky's like, oh my God, my heart's racing out of my body. It's gone. I'm back. Am I in my body right now?
She's tingling. Look, she's tingling. Look. Tingle.
Oh, God. I'm still on Earth.
My finger can see the future now. It tingles so much. Oh, my God.
I can't hear you. I can just feel things. So please stop doing that until I get my hearing back.
Tingle.
Oh, God.
Oh, she tingles. Fever. Check fever, please. Thank you.
God. Can someone call Bruce Willis? Call Bruce Willis and see if he can see me. Please. I don't even know if I'm alive right now.
Please, get Bruce Willis as soon as possible.
So now, like, a team of first responders come, right? And the doctor's like, do you feel any
second
pain?
Second responders, let's be honest, okay? I'm Peggy. Let's be honest.
Vicky, do you feel any pain?
That depends on what kind of pain. I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. My feelings are very, very hurt. I'm dying of hurt feelings. Do you smell anything in the room? Warm food? Microwavable food? Is there microwavable food in a glass dish? A casserole? Is there a casserole here?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So Vicky's like, I mean, you know, she gets that like soft voice. She goes, I mean, I'm under all cardiology care right now, but like, I don't know. It's like, I'm just like, I want to see Brianna one more time. I just want to see my children. I just want to see Dawn. I want to apologize. I did have sex with multiple partners. I did.
The doctor's like taking her pulse, feeling her head. And Peggy's like, please, doctor, please.
I know.
Please check her out. Please do something.
The doctor goes, do you know what your condition is or what it's called?
Because the doctor says, have you been feeling bad recently? And she's like, well, I went to the doctor and he told me I had a heart condition, but I forgot what it's called. Does it rhyme with anything? I don't know. I think it was three syllables.
Okay.
Movie?
Chariot. Movie. Ooh, doctor, it's Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire. Her heart, she has a classic as a Chariots of Fire at the heart.
So he's like, so you can't remember what your condition is called? And she's just like,
just staring off into the distance like, doctor, please. She doesn't know.
The heart could go any moment. Please, doctor, do something for her. So Peggy's basically like, we see a flashback of Vicky saying that she's like, I went to the cardiologist and I have a little bit of a palpitation right now. Oh, she's experiencing this for the first time. Could you please just check her out, doctor, please?
So then we see a flashback to her at the cardiologist and he's like, your EKG's abnormal.
Oh, what does that mean?
We took a test. It's abnormal. In a good way or a bad way? Am I excelling or am I dying? Just tell me what it is. I got to go back to work. I'm very, very busy.
So Tamara comes in, which is what everyone wants to see when they're about to die.
Hey, bitch. What's wrong, bitch? You're at the pearly gates, bitch.
I don't feel good, Tamara. I don't feel good.
What's wrong? What is it?
The doctor goes, just leave her alone.
And she's like, why? Like, why?
What's going on with you, Vix?
I mean, it's just my heart's going so fast. My heart's going so fast. It's just numb. It's like,
wait, I have a question. Are you okay?
She's fine. She's totally fine. Yeah. She's, I don't know. I just want to sleep. Now Vicky's doing that thing where she's like pretending like she's in like Moulin Rouge and she's dying of consumption. She's like, I just want to sleep. It's like, no, Vicky, don't go to sleep. You'll never see you again. No, I just want to sleep. Tell Ryan, I put my foot up on the couch once. I'm sorry.
So Tamara starts threatening her with real action. She's like,
oh yeah, you sick? Maybe you should go to the hospital, bitch.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, do you think I should? No, I just want to sleep. I don't need to go to the hospital. I don't need to.
I'm going to sleep.
Well, you don't want to mess around with heart stuff. Send her to the hospital.
And the doctor's like, please stop speaking while we're trying to take your blood pressure. So then Lydia's coming up to Vicky's room now, right? So now everybody's in there. And Can I tell you, there have never been more people in a hospital room who don't give a fuck. Okay?
I know. Let's not forget there's like a camera person in there, a sound guy, two producers, and probably Andy Cohen on FaceTime being like, ha, ha, ha.
Everyone in there is just like, we had so much planned in Iceland. So much planned. So Peggy's like, oh my God, there's so many people here. Please stop causing her more stress. Please, can we have one or two people here? You go. Hold on. I need to be here because I need to say things like this. Doctor, please.
And it's like this clown car of a room just keeps getting packed in. Suddenly Megan is there. And what everyone also wants to see, Kelly Dodd. Kelly's in. She's like, what's wrong? Is she gonna die? Is she gonna die? Come on, okay, everyone.
Everyone go!
Everyone go!
Go! The doctor don't want you here! Go!
Hey, Vicky, let me feel your heart. Vicky, I got your nose. I got your nose, Vicky.
Slow motion going through purgatory.
So the doctor's like, okay, we're going to have to undress her and take her.
Oh, thank God. That's all I wanted. That's all I really wanted. Thank God. What are the code words to say to the doctor next time this is happening so I could just immediately get undressed? Skip all the pretense.
Casserole. So they go out. So now Kelly and Lydia are out in the hallway with everyone, and Kelly's like, she's having an anxiety attack. And Shan's like, you know what? I need to go talk to her. I will do this. Let me go in there. I shall save the day. Shannon Bedore, the most calm person who has no irrational thoughts ever.
I will tell you right now, I will not forgive Vicky Gumbleson for everything she has put me through. Let me in there. I just need to see Vicky one last time. Before Vicky goes to Jesus, I just need to tell her one last time that I do not forgive her and never will.
Do I forgive Vicky?
No.
Do I want her to die here in Iceland? Perhaps.
Yeah. Does compassion burn calories even when you're faking it?
We're about to find out.
So Shannon barges into the doctor's office. Or not the office, but like it feels like a doctor's office. She barges in and she goes up to the hotel. The hotel owner's in there at this point now. Like you've got like three maids. You've got like the chef. You got someone just from like Montana who's there on vacation. They're like, oh, what's going on? So Shannon comes.
Oh my God. Is that Shannon? I can't see.
I'm coming.
I can't hear. Oh God, I'm tingling.
Vicky, I want you to know something. Yeah. I had the exact same thing you'd had.
Oh.
And I gained 60 pounds afterwards. Oh, so don't worry about it. Please.
I think maybe I have what you have, but you know, but it's worse. But it hurts more. So okay. I'm dying more than you were dying. So.
You know, it's very common to have heart palpitations. I have palpitations. Mine are a little bit bigger than yours, though. I think it's like mine just—they hurt more. They're in the shape of David Bator.
I can't see the palpitations, but I've
those
I've
palpitations got it. Often where go walking palpitations? On the beach with
sluts. Where are my palpitations? Okay. Somebody guide me towards my palpitations.
Vicky, I want you to know something.
What?
You're probably gonna die.
Okay. Oh, goodbye.
Well, that's good.
Goodbye.
That's
I'm good. Going back out the hallway.
Please, doctor.
Why is Peggy in here? That's what I want to know. Why is Peggy? She just got here. Why is she in this room right now?
They will not continue to work on this lady until you leave.
This is literally like such a chaotic scene that's on Broadway.
It's a whole thing.
It's like a soap opera.
The best thing about this episode is it literally all takes place in the same location. It doesn't go to a million locations. It's just like, what do a bunch of insane narcissists do with the day off and nothing to do in Iceland? I don't think they really thought this through. They're like, let's go to Iceland. And then they got there and they're like, what the fuck are we going to do in Iceland? You've already had pickled shark. What's left?
So now Vicky's there. The doctor's like, so what did you do before this started? Were you doing any physical activity? She's like, you know what? I haven't been feeling good for 48 hours. Would you like some insurance while I'm here?
You know, it would make me feel better. Getting people signed up to insurance. That's all. So in the hallway, Peggy's like, I told her I would call Steve. I'm going to call Steve. And I'm going to say, Steve, Vicky is not feeling good.
Okay, we'll just like wait to see what the outcome is. I mean, Steve can't do anything right now.
No, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to tell you.
It's very important that I get the message
like,
across.
Okay, don't stress out, bitch.
I'm going to get it across. Someone needs to know.
I'm going to find a nacho.
Doesn't feel good.
How awkward. So Lydia's like, guys, I know this is like kind of weird, but do you guys want to do like a prayer real quick?
Hey, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do a prayer because I'm Christian. Yeah. So I was going to do that. I was going to do a prayer.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Okay. I lift Vicky up to you.
Vicky's a stupid bitch, Lord. I just don't want you to be shocked when she gets in. I don't want you to think we're all like that.
Oh. The Lord just asked if there was a return policy. No, we can't give her back. We can't take her back. No, she's yours now, Lord.
Hey, Lord, you know what Vicky did? She lied about cancer. Stupid bitch. And you know what? She had to buy that guy teeth in the first place.
Also, Lord, while I'm talking to you, I'm really sorry about that Charlie Chaplin costume. It creeped everyone out. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lord, could you please ask Vicky to stop farting everywhere? All she does is fart everywhere we go.
Hey, man.
And then, just in case you needed to know this, Kelly goes, I believe in prayers. I was this close to doubting the existence of God, but then when Kelly said that, I was like, you know what? God exists.
I'm in. I'm back in.
We're back in.
So then it just cuts to Vicky in bed, and they're putting a blood pressure cuff on her. She's like, oh my God, am I dead? Am I dying? So then we cut back to Peggy and Shannon, and they're trying to, like, be by the bedside, right? So they come back in, and Peggy's like, I will be by your bedside. Vicky, I'm trying to get it across to Steve that you don't feel good.
And Peggy's looking for any excuse to get back in there. They're literally just standing in the hallway saying nothing, and Peggy just goes, did she say Peggy? I'm needed right now.
Did she ask to see me? Did she ask to see Shannon Bedore, the lady who might forgive her one day if she's dead enough? So I'm sorry. I don't know why I joke when I'm stressed out about people I hate possibly dying. Oh!
Please, it's doctors who know not as much as me. Please.
Oh, well.
If she needs me,
please,
let her know I'll come.
Hey, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't push the doctor away, Peggy.
No, I only push away because I can be closer. That's all.
So Peggy's like, I feel the need to nurture Vicky because I went to a hospital one time.
But actually, her story was that she had, you know, she's just been through cancer or something. Like, she came through this after a hellish year, you know? So, I mean, I get that.
But Kelly doesn't, because she's like, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine.
What's wrong with you? Why are you acting like that?
I'm fine. And she's like crying. And Peggy's like, you know, I just remember what it was like being sick and a sick person need support.
You're stupid! What are you doing here?
So then Tamara comes out of the room. It's at this point I can't even keep track of who's been going in and out of this room. It's like watching Noises Off. I mean, it's just like literally like doors are slamming, people coming out. So Tamara comes out. She goes, "They kicked me out for being too sexy, bitch." And Peggy's like, "I'm not offended I got kicked out. I want to get kicked out. I want what's best for her."
"Yeah, but she's with doctors. Doctors are going to figure it out. That's what doctors do. I mean, what are we going to do? Worry about it?"
And Peggy's like, "I'm so worried." And Kelly's like, Peggy.
"What?
Peggy, what are you doing? Why are you so worried? It's okay, Peggy. Go on."
"I'm worried that I cannot touch her tingle. This dress."
"I honestly don't know why Peggy's so upset about anything. It's crazy."
So then we go to
Kelly and Peggy are hilarious dynamic that I feel like we've overlooked for many years, because Peggy's being all dramatic and Kelly's just like destroying her entire, all her dramatics. And so Kelly's like, "You know what, Peggy, you just need to relax, Peggy."
"No, I don't need to explain anything."
"Relax, Peggy, just relax."
And Lydia's like, "Oh my God, whose room are we in right now?" She goes, "Mine, it's my room." And Lydia goes, "Oh my God, your room's so nice."
"I know.
Really like this chair in your room."
"Thank you. I designed it myself." So now Frederick.
Lydia's like a little girl elf just walking around, like looking everything up and down, like, "Wow, this is like what it is to be like in a hotel room."
So Frederick, the hotel owner, is like, he comes out. He's like, "Everyone, they want to take her to the hospital." And Megan goes, "They do. Why? For observation?"
"Because they want to check her better."
"Well, did they do an EKG? Do they have a portable EKG? They need to do a QJE. I don't care. Just put all the letters together. However you can do it, do it. Not that I care." "If she dies, just be sure that someone stands up and says, 'Shannon did not care.'" "Shannon didn't care."
So wait, they want to take her to the hospital? What do they do at the hospital? Megan, it's for medical assistance. So Peggy is like, now Peggy's lying there in her room. She's like, "Shh."
She's like, "Please, shh."
"No, everyone, because her blood pressure is high as what I'm saying. Why are you telling me this all the time? What are you doing? Why are you telling me that?"
"I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there."
"Go where?"
"Nowhere. I'm here."
"Where are you going to go?"
"I go nowhere."
"Where? What?"
"I didn't go anywhere."
"What are you trying to say?"
"Poor
Peggy."
"You?
Peggy speaks English, by the way. You would not know it from watching this show. And she's using very common language. She's like, "I'm not even going to go there."
"Where's Peggy going, you guys?" "Was that in Spanish?"
But also, she goes from like metaphor to...
"Can I have a room when she leaves? This is a really nice room. She has a chair in here."
But she goes from like metaphor to literal very quickly, because she's like, "I won't even go. I'm not even going to touch that. I won't go there." "What? I didn't go anywhere."
"I can't even figure Peggy out. I think what she's trying to do is I think she's trying to like pretend like she cares about Vicky so that she can be like, 'I'm better than Kelly.'"
"Peggy, you need to calm down."
"Yeah."
"Yeah."
So then Tamara comes in. She's like, "Hey guys, I just heard that they're Vicky to the hospital."
"What are they going to do at the hospital?"
"Stupid bitch."
"Okay, Megan."
"They're going to test her for stupid bitchery."
So now they're going to the hallway. They're standing outside Vicky's room. And Peggy's like, "I'm not going into the room unless it's okay. But it is hard to stay out of the room. I hope they're doing the right thing. I hope the doctor in there is doing doctory things." And
"Wait, did they say Peggy?" "No. No. Wait, Peggy? No.
Going in there because I was in there from the beginning."
Yeah, now Kelly, who's been like, "Guys, get everyone. We all have to get out of there. We have to let them do their job." She's like, "Okay, now I'm going to go in there. I was there from the beginning. I don't know what I call. I'm going to go in there."
"Guys, the doctor is still in there with her."
"Yes, please leave her alone. Don't say anything. This could be the final moment."
"Stop telling me what to do, Peggy. I'm not your child."
So now the first responder comes out. He's like, "Please clear the hallway." He's like mortified that he has to do this. And Lydia's like, "Vicky, do you want one of us to come with you? Look at this hallway. Have you seen this hallway? This is an amazing hallway. If you're going to die, this is the hallway to die in. I'm just telling you that right now."
"Don't let them see me. Don't let them see me. Hold on. Hide my face. Hide my face."
hers. I miss Steve. I miss Steve. Tell Brianna I love her. Don't let them see me like this, Dan.
Vicky, is that you? Dan. Doctor, please tell me. Is diagnosis blanket? Is that what is?
Oh, what's my blood pressure? How much is left in the love tank? Please help me.
Vicky. Vicky, I've been under a blanket too, Vicky. It was very hard on me. It was much harder on me than it is on you, Vicky.
Is that Gina Keough? Gina, I'm sorry for everything.
What are you under a blanket for? What do you think, you're Michael Jackson?
I love you all. I love you all. I'm going to the light. I'm going to the light. And I'm selling it insurance. So much insurance, you don't even know how much insurance the light has.
Oh, look at Vicky, hiding under her robe like someone's going to take her picture at the Hotel Ranga.
Guys, I've got bad news. My robe has cancer. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Vicky, are you okay? Vicky, I can't even see. Oh, you look terrible. Vicky got
died.
Ugly. Hey,
I thought
can
I
we
died.
Get a doctor? Vicky got hit with the ugly stick.
I thought I died.
It was really hot under the shirt, by the way. I really feel like I am Vicky now. I'm like, now my heart is racing and I'm sweating.
So then Vicky's, we see the flashback of why Vicky is sick. And it's just like, yeah, I said, woohoo. Hey, I said, want to whoop it up? Oh, yeah. Hey, wear the cover band now. Hey, cover band, do you know any songs called Coca-Cola? I'm fucking every single one of you in here. Hey, want to whoop it up? You want to whoop it up? Put your hand down my pants. I could warm your hand up. My hand is like a toast rubber. Put it, oh my God. Oh my, he really did it. Oh, my God.
She's on the floor shaking her boobs. Every time they show her, she's with like some different bus boy. She's like on top of bus boys right now.
I don't know why I'm like
Vicky,
this.
I think you're just, I just watched your flashback. I could smell it from here. I think you're exhausted. Okay.
So now they're all trying to come up with excuses, or they're trying to get like one last like bid to be best friend ever. So Peggy's like, wait, her purse.
Her EKG. Have we given an EKG?
EKG.
Do we
have an EKG?
And Peggy's like, oh my God, am I still here? Do they have sprinter vans in heaven? I guess I'm still alive. Oh my God. Tell Michael I'll do his laundry next weekend if he wants.
And they're loading her in the ambulance, and Shannon goes, can we expedite this? She just decides to throw in some formal medical talk.
We have a code red green. Let's expedite it. Stat, emergency. 10 cc's of 3 cc's.
And Tamara's like, what does expedite mean? Shannon, Vicky, you're fine. Don't worry about it. We've all had it worse than you, and here we are without towels over our heads. Go have fun.
This is all your fault.
So then Kelly, everyone's going, you're fine, Vicky. You're going to be okay. And Kelly goes, we don't know if you're fine, Vicky. Hey, Vicky, you could totally have a heart attack right now. Or a stroke. You're susceptible to stroke.
Expedite this. You could blow any moment.
So we get like Housewives ambulance music. It's like.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? Follow Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then back at the hotel, Vicky's carted off, and Megan goes, speaking of keeping healthy,
I need to eat. I'm really hungry.
I'm starving.
I need to eat. I'm so starving. I'm dying of starvation. Call the doctors.
So now they're all just talking about what they're going to eat. They're like, I had some chips before, bitch. Like, yeah, I could go for a nacho. Do they have nachos in Iceland? And Becky's like, oh, how could you eat right now? I have to go upstairs to my really wonderful room. Am I right, Lydia? It's a really cool room.
These women are more interested in eating and drinking than they are in what happened to Vicky. Disgusting. Disgusting.
I forgot how quietly intense Peggy is. Like, yeah. Peggy doesn't even move. If I didn't have the volume on, I'd be like, is that bitch talking? She just stays totally still, and her eyes kind of glimmer in the camera, and she's just like, disgusting.
So, disgusting. Kelly and Megan go to the restaurant, and Kelly's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm just going to get a quick bite. Okay, I'll have the salmon. We'll start with you guys have goat cheese balls. Like, it's served. We'll have some of those. What is this? Is that a cake? Okay, that's great. And then after that, do you guys have steak? Yeah, we'll have a steak, too.
Do you guys do pudding here? Do you make, like, jello pudding?
Can we try the Peking duck? You have Peking duck here? Then we'll go to the hospital.
Well, I'm going to go to the hospital, yeah, but hold on. I want to see if that pudding pops. Anything with pudding? No, not like English kind of pudding. No. Actual pudding, Bill Cosby kind of pudding. I want the most problematic thing on the menu, please. You'll get it in seasons. You'll get it in a couple of seasons.
So Megan's like, I don't even know how it works here. Like, we're in Iceland, for God's sake, right?
And national health care!
It's just turning into Mad Libs at this point.
Yeah, national health care.
So
I didn't even know what it meant if she's like... Is she dissing national health care? Is she like, wow, it's so great. We don't have to worry. She's in national health care now, you know? I wonder what the hospitals are like. National health care!
So Lydia walks in and announces that she's like, oh, the car's here, so I'm going to go. And Kelly's like, no, I haven't eaten. Okay, nothing's going to happen. Okay, they're going to admit her. They're going to run tests. Okay, we have like 5 steaks coming and a tasting menu, so just relax.
Yeah, but like, I just want to make sure that like I go there and then, you know, she knows that people care about her, you know, because like she could wake up and then like maybe no one's there and she'll think that nobody cares. But like if I'm there,
She's like, saying. We'll just take shifts. Okay, you go, and then I'll go, and then you'll come back, and then I'll come back, and then she'll probably be dead by then anyway. We can finish our dinner.
You shouldn't go. That's dumb. She's probably dead anyway. What are you going to do? I mean, if Vicky's dead, what are you going to starve to death too? Then we're all going to be dead.
So Lydia's like, she's basically like, you know, if I get taken in a stretcher in the ambulance and, you know, like, my friends just are like, no, we want to continue dinner, I'm like, those are not, like, good friends.
Hi, are you new here? So back at the restaurant, Tamara and Frederick come in, and Tamara's like,
hey, I've got your bobby pins. I didn't know if you still needed them. Vicky's not dead, right? Vicky dead? I don't really care. Let's talk about scrunches.
I love Tamara coming in with a pile of bobby pins in the middle of this.
Meg is like, maybe I do need bobby pins.
Lydia went to the hospital, stupid!
Why'd she go to the hospital?
Because you have a friend that was just taken there.
They're all very concerned, as evidenced by Shannon, who wanted to expedite this process, who now sits down and is like, so what kind of vodka do you have?
Grey Goose, Chopin, something.
Anything. Do you just turn the snow into vodka here? I'll just take whatever you have.
Where's Peggy? Then we cut to Peggy's room, and she's still on the couch, just devastated, and she's got the phone, and it's ringing, and the ring is like,
Dico! 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 Hey, it's Dico!
Bib, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay.
So why did you call me, huh?
My very dear friend Vicky was not feeling good.
Oh, what happened to Vicky? Is she okay? Listen, Vicky's always good with me, you know what? Vicky drives.
Her heart, she feels heavy. And hearing that made her nervous. And she had that tingle in the arms. And the ambulance came. The ambulance was like, tingle, tingle alert. And they took her off and the tingle bit not be in.
Here's what you gotta do with Vicky. You gotta get in a car, possibly a nice one, from Dico Exports.
Go to the hospital. Say, do you feel good? Vicky, you know what would make you feel better? This sound. Vroom, vroom. Get a key. Low lease rates. Black and white. Lamborghini. All the way, Vix.
So Dico's basically like, you should go to the hospital. Be a good friend and go to the hospital. And she's like, aye, aye, sir. So she's getting all excited. So now Vicky's arriving at the hospital. They wheel her in. Everyone in Iceland's trying not to laugh at this lady. Even Bjork is like,
So then we cut back to the restaurant. It's now 11 p.m. in the restaurant. These ladies who are so worried.
For now, like 90 minutes of the restaurant.
So Shannon's like, that was an amazing bottle of Chopin. Thank you so much. I barely even felt it.
She literally says, they've been there an hour. She literally says to the waiter, I'll have the cod, please. They're still ordering.
I'd like it very well done. So cheers to good health and Vicky getting better. What a shame.
Oh, I hope she doesn't die. So Shannon's like, oh, by the way, did she call 911 or did you guys call it? Because I need to know the whole story when I laugh at her grave and tell the eulogy.
I called 911. I was scared. It was like Vicky, but more foam in her mouth as usual. It was weird. I was like, just please don't die on me.
Her face was like red and she was crying. She looked stupid.
What was she dizzy? Was she dizzy? Did she have the feeling of being forced on a Peloton by her husband, David?
She was dizzy and she was nauseous. It was so hard to watch, I can barely eat. Can I have another one of these? This is great pudding.
The cod is delicious, especially after a bottle of Chopin.
Okay, you know what? Let's just keep eating it and we'll make a phone call and see what's going on, okay? And then maybe we should go to the hospital.
Yeah, we're going to take shifts.
We're taking shifts.
I want to see an Icelandic hospital.
Yeah, I hear the doctors all have swans around their necks. Taking shifts. We go on shifts. Hey, Megan, you know what we're going to do? Take shifts.
Oh, my God. What are we taking shifts, Kelly? You haven't said enough, stupid bitch. Well, Vicky made a lot of strong comments last year that we did not go to the emergency room enough for her.
Because last year, they went on a trip to Glamis, and Tamara was like,
hey, everybody, want to go on the dune buggy?
Yeah, sounds safe. Sign me up. I'm going to be here in the back seat. Nothing can go wrong.
It's going to go great.
And then it just tumbles down, and Kelly's like, I don't need a stupid helmet. And, of course, who ends up in the hospital? Oh, my God, am I dead? Am I dead right now?
Am I dead?
Am I dead right
now? Am I dead? Is there a robe to put on my face? So she was really mad last year that Shannon and Megan didn't show up because when she was rushed to the hospital, they were playing golf. And they were like, oh, so you almost broke your neck? Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
All right.
And Kelly's like, you guys were flipped in a freaking car. That was no joke, okay? Whatever's happening right now is different. Plus, Vicky smells this time.
Well, Megan and I were severely criticized for not visiting Vicky in the hospital last year when I wasn't even that close to her. I will not be criticized again this year. Do you have any more of that cod? It's delicious. Absolutely delicious.
I love that we get a flashback, and it's from last year, and Tamara's going to Shannon and Megan.
I cannot believe that Vicky is in the hospital and not one of you bitches kids. Fuck you guys.
And then it cuts back, and she's like,
I don't want to go to the hospital. I really want to do it right now.
I know. So Megan's like, hey, Kelly, do you think maybe you should check on Peggy? I know.
No, I'm enjoying myself.
I feel like Peggy makes everything about herself.
From Tamara. Tamara just said this. Yeah, I think she felt responsible because she was there from the beginning and she saw the whole thing go down. Oh, wait. Here she comes. Here comes Maggie. Okay, pretend you're a statue.
Are we missing somebody?
Oh, yes. Lydia, the strange lady dressed like Charlie Chaplin, went to the hospital.
Lydia went to the hospital before me? I shall go.
We're taking shifts.
I'm going to the hospital right now.
No, I'm on the next shift. You can't go. It's my turn.
No, I want to go now. I came down to tell you guys. No.
It's my turn.
No.
Taking shifts.
No.
It's my turn. You're stupid.
No.
You're saying, hey, Peggy, wait a second. Hold on. You got something on your shirt. Mm. You got something on your shirt. Oh, finger on the nose. goes. Gotcha, Peggy. Got the old Pegster.
Slow
got
motion. The Pegster. Reeling backwards.
Peggy, can we expedite what you're doing here? Peggy, what do you do? What do you need to do here, Peggy?
I just came to tell you I am going to hospital. I care more than anyone. I need to go tell doctors to do doctor things.
They're all like, can you believe they cast this woman on the show?
Honestly, no. I don't know.
So
God
Peggy,
bless Peggy. If anyone needs a blood pressure monitor, it's Peggy. Can we? Is this thing on?
So Peggy's like, Kelly, I'm going to hospital because Dico says to go. And when Dico says go to hospital, guess what I do?
Wait a minute. Just because Dico said to go, you're going to go? Whatever happened to feminism? People burn their bras so they didn't have to go to hospitals anymore.
I shall not disrespect my husband. When he says go to hospital, I go to hospital and paint half ambulance black, other half white.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do if it tells you to jump? Are you going to say, how high are you going to jump? If Michael told me to jump, I'd be like, you're drunk. You're an alcoholic.
He wouldn't tell me to jump.
It's an analogy.
Kelly, why are you yelling at me?
Because 2 seconds isn't going to matter in the grand scheme of things. I have chicken mixed with pudding.
Dico has given me special mission, and I have accepted. I must go now.
Becky's a trip, man.
I listen to my husband, and my husband listens to me. It is called respect. These women are disgusting.
She obviously does. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Whoa, it was a really loud interruption. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, hold on, let me calm down a minute. All right, go ahead.
Dico wanted me to say this to you.
Oh, God. All right.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Oh, God.
Find out what it means to Dico.
Oh, my God, shut up. Feminists died in the streets so we don't have to listen to Whitney Houston anymore.
So, you know Peggy is furious because Lydia somehow snuck into the hospital before her. Out of nowhere, Lydia takes the lead and gets to be the first one that Vicky gets to see when she opens up her eyes.
Yes.
So Peggy's losing her mind privately.
So then Lydia's in the hospital and it's like, ring, ring. It's like, yeah. And she's like, guys, this hospital is like so amazing. You should see this room.
Guys, I'm going to put Vicky on the phone right now. Who wants to talk to Vicky? Okay, Kelly, do you have something to say to Vicky?
Hey, Vicky, what's wrong with you?
She literally asked that. I'm just waiting for the blood results to come back. I didn't know they could take blood from a ghost because I'm already dead.
Well, word of warning, Peggy is on her way. So, watch out.
Another word of warning, the cod here is delicious.
So Peggy comes into the hospital, Harry. Doctor, do doctor things. Please keep doing doctor things. And then it cuts back to the restaurant, and Megan's like, I think I'm going to bring Vicky some pajamas. And so then we see a flashback to the Glamis disaster with Tamara on the phone going,
her clothes were cut off. She was losing all of her clothes. She was losing blood because the clothes were the only thing keeping her blood in. She's just a pile of bloody bones right now. No clothes, and nobody can even bring her pajamas, you stupid bitches.
So they decide that they're going to finally give Vicky a casserole. So Megan calls over the waiter's like, a casserole.
Yeah, finally getting that casserole.
Someone else just went, casserole. So Megan's like, can you make a casserole? And you know, the waiter's like, I fucking hate Americans.
Because I feel like that is what we do everywhere we go. I'm just going to think of something outlandish. You can do a casserole here, right?
This is a sushi bar. Okay, this is a sushi bar.
So they decide they're going to make Vicky feel better with the casserole. So then Vicky is now leaving the hospital with Lydia and Peggy, you know, and she's probably like, wow, how'd I end up on the B team? This is a real misfire. I'm going to need to stop going to the hospital for a while because diminishing returns. So she's like, okay, well, my diagnosis was elevated blood pressure and extremely high insurance sales.
So Becky calls Steve, and she's like, Steve, okay. Can someone call Steve? He's listed under hottest man in America. Okay, thank you. Steve, I'm alive. They say I'm alive. I'm going to survive, Steve. How do you feel about that, Steve?
Well, you know, I just guess we're going to have to thank our lucky stars and wake up and hope for a better day tomorrow, Vix.
God, he's so sexy. Oh, God. Okay, I just got released. Okay, I'm going to be on blood thinners for my claw and my leg. And then they're going to give me a shot, and I got to go to the pharmacy tomorrow. But first, I'm going to get shit-faced when I get home.
Whoa. Sorry I touched. Didn't mean that. I'm on the phone.
Steve is at a strip club just getting a lap dance this whole time. He's like, all right, well, that's not an issue, Vic. We're just going to strap a rope around your legs and take the plane off and just drag you behind the plane. How's that sound, Vic?
I love it. He really cares about me.
Steve is so romantic. And that brings us to Interval.
We'll be back.
Go drink stuff, tip people, tip over some cars, start some fires. We'll be back.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rochelle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides. Don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother. A mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.